The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Iran's nuclear military capabilities must be fully dismantled.
No surprise there. Guess who that was? Bibi! Benjamin Netanyahu. The hate for Iran goes on, but can you blame him? Did I ever get over Ahmadinejad? I don't think he did either, and I do not trust Hussein Rouhani to come through with all of his promises either, because he's Iran's new president, not so new anymore, and he certainly has his own thoughts on the airstrikes on Syria, the sanctions against his nation, and the use of religion in what he calls terrorist recruitment. And boy, oh boy, the more I hear him talk, the more I think that BB is right. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. And that's where we start, you know, that the addresses to the UN continue. That one was Benjamin Netanyahu. When Hussein Rouhani was asked, the president of Iran, whether they would join the fight against the Islamic State, what do you think he said? He said, "We know they're terrorists. Any country in whose territory a group of terrorists are active, if the government of that country formally requests assistance of the Islamic Republic of Iran, we will certainly render that assistance. We will do so because terrorists endanger and threaten everyone." Do you think there is any way they would reach out to Iran and that Iran would actually follow through with that? I'm going to say, call me cynical, no. As we kick things around at the top, what is very strange to me, while we talk about terrorism and thwarting terrorism in this war that hasn't actually been sanctioned by Congress and actually hasn't been funded by Congress and probably won't really come up for much debate until after the new year, 2015, since we have people that are running right now, midterm elections, and that means clearing the decks, new faces, and they're not eligible to vote till January. That changes the game. Boehner says not so fast, that they may come back and talk about it. We'll see. But in this age of debating funding, the airstrikes, and is it war and is it sanctioned, and terrorism and concern over lone wolf terrorists, and the sick, sad thing we saw at the food processing plant in Oklahoma where an innocent woman gets beheaded while a guy is screaming Islamic things at her, and it turns out it was really more about the fact that he was fired and he wasn't right in the first place and had a long history of problems with the law. How is it that we get such misinformation about the guy who jumped the fence and got to the White House? He didn't just get to the White House, by the way. I mean, don't we have sharpshooters on the roof, for goodness sake? At 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, new information is coming out that the guy who leaped over the fence, actually entered the building, was able to make his way inside, deeper inside, before the Secret Service was able to stop him. I mean, that's a bungle. Are you kidding me? I wouldn't feel like I had this great protection around me. Pardon the pun. What fence is stopping them? There's no great wall of security around the president. Because how do they get deeper into the White House? He not only made it into, and this was an Iraq war vet, Omar Gonzalez. He not only made it into the unlocked front entrance of the White House, but he was able to overpower an agent. He ran through the main floor. He wasn't stopped until he reached the green room. And supposedly, he had a knife in his hand. He ran past a half flight of stairs leading to the first family's living area, ran into the East Room before he was tackled. There was an alarm box near the front entrance, apparently, that had been turned off because the usher's office complained it made too much noise. It had gone off accidentally several times. Oh, turn off that pesky alarm. Nobody's going to come into this White House. We have all these eyes trained on this property. And then a guy with a knife gets that deep in. What if he had run into somebody, dignitaries, anybody that was visiting, and stabbed them? Oh, disastrous. And the president himself had just left the White House 10 minutes prior to that. You can bet that they've got alarms that are going to go off the next time anything happens at the White House. I mean, for goodness sake, we live in the era of where, help, I've fallen and I can't get up, and we press the panic button and somebody's supposed to come to our house. They might have to install some panic buttons in that White House because they do have alarms all over the place. And supposedly the Secret Service can press one if somebody jumps a fence to alert other agents. So remember, you have a woman in charge of the Secret Service now, the director. Secret Service Director Julia Pearson called the breach, you ready for this, unacceptable. So she's going to, of course, we're going to pay some money for this, because every time there's a committee and somebody trots up the hill, you know, they use taxpayer money for that. So she's going to appear before the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee, and they're going to ask her questions about how did this happen? What about this security lapse? What about this other security lapse? I mean, for goodness sake, we've had a shooting to the White House where bullets were right in the White House. We've had now this security lapse. I'd say, you know, those movies where they have the assaults in the White House, maybe not as far-fetched as I thought. I'm stunned that it got that deep in. From what I understood, okay, it's an accident. He gets over the fence and he's really, you know, right at the White House door. No, he's in the house. There's a big difference between being tackled on the yard somewhere because all of a sudden he leaps over and actually getting through the house and running around. Oh, man. So I got to think that the people who were there protecting the president, you know, that's that whole thing. You got to be willing to take the bullet. Remember that. So, it's a bungle. There's a lot she's going to have to answer for. And this is more than unacceptable. That's complete exposure in a world of uncertainty, to say the least. Which you're a target anyway. Every president ever has been a target. There's always some nut job, somebody who's decided they're radical and they fly off the handle. You know, you've got your garden variety nuts that want to go after the president anyway, but somebody with a knife getting that close, wow. And supposedly, the plainclothes guys were supposed to have noticed him going over the fence and sound an alert, but they didn't see him. So an officer at the guard booth was supposed to have pursued him. When they couldn't reach him, then an attack dog was supposed to have been released. What happened to that attack dog? And a SWAT team and a four-door guard were supposed to have been at the ready. I'd say that this guy got through an obstacle course. Seriously. That's crazy. He's like one of those American Ninja Warriors. He averted a dog, a SWAT team, several alarms, and got that deep in. Somebody dropped the ball. Coming up next, old school versus new school. We'll see where you fall. Stay with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment
frequent basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited time offer. Give us a call at 800-538-5252, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get two free gifts. And also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-538-5252. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-538-5252. That's 800-538-5252.
All right, we're ready to roll out a brand new segment here on America Tonight. Old school versus new school. I was thinking about this today when I was texting something. I was, you know, there's this new thing now that people are injuring themselves because of too much texting. It's there, you know, you're actually getting like carpal tunnel and other things. And I was thinking, wow, what about those days when you had to type? You know, when you typed and you actually had something on paper that you could see and it was cool and you had to hit the keys and it came out and you'd rip it out of the typewriter. Although probably some of you never have typed anything in your life. I kind of like that. I miss the days of typing. So typing versus texting is our first old school versus new school. And Matt Johnson is joining me for this segment. And I am going to surprise everybody, but I'm going old school. You know, I found some of my father's, who was a writer and died when I was a kid. I found some of his old stuff, and it's so cool. I have his typewritten work. I wouldn't have that if we were texting. I'm sure they'd be lost in the cloud somewhere. Matt, what do you think? Typing versus texting?
Well, yeah, you're definitely right where some things will get lost because of that. And when people get new phones, they lose some of the old stuff. I've actually tried to save stuff from my phones and, like, keep going through with them, like, you know, there's photos and certain texts or things like that. I'll try to save them so that it is, I don't know, earmarked for the future, I guess, and that you can, like, show them to people or do whatever. Because otherwise, you know, you go through, like, I remember going through, like, my grandparents', like, photos, and then you could never do that unless they're saved digitally these days. Because nobody has
right.
regular photos anymore, and a lot of times if you get a new phone, some of that stuff gets lost. But I think for just immediacy and being able to communicate with people, texting is the way to go.
All right, so texting and typing. I like typing, although Matt kind of threw me a bone because of the whole memory thing. Next one is Madonna versus Gaga. A lot of people try to compare the two because Lady Gaga does some outrageous things in the way she dresses and that kind of stuff, and certainly that was the signature mark, the hallmark of Madonna and why her career went on so long, because more than a singer, she was an entertainer. So Madonna's obviously old school. Gaga is new school. Still new school. What do you think, Matt?
I don't know. I'd lean towards Madonna.
Yeah, I say Madonna too.
But, and they're both obnoxious, but I find her Madonna more obnoxious now than she was when she first was in the 80s, because it was just, she was this adventurous new pop star, and now she's mm-hmm. this old lady who won't go away and is trying to stay in the limelight and is just annoying everyone.
Yeah, she can't have those bras that she wears or some of the stuff. You're right. I mean, she's already made her mark. Why not just chillax and do something else and influence the younger generation, maybe write some songs, get in the studio, that kind of thing. And Gaga, to her credit, went to Juilliard, and she's actually a musician, and she does some pretty stuff too. She doesn't do all that hardcore, I'm going to flaunt everything. She's lately been doing, she's got this great relationship with Tony Bennett, and they're doing sort of old school songs, and she really has a good voice, and she is a trained classical musician, which people, a lot of people don't know.
Yeah, she's so definitely talented. And,
yes, she's talented.
But I think a lot of what she tried to do is, you know, it moved from Madonna to Britney and now to Gaga. But I don't know. I think as far as talent-wise goes, probably Gaga's got better talent. But Madonna was the first one to kind of do that.
Yeah. All right, domination versus parity in the NFL. Domination is old school, where you had the 49ers dynasty, Green Bay's dynasty, the Cowboy dynasty. You know, you'd see the same teams competing for the Super Bowl, or at least they'd always be there in the championships, and they'd win a bunch of Super Bowls in a row, or at least in a decade, they'd have XYZ versus parity in the NFL and some new faces who are winning championships, et cetera. Although you could say there might be a case for domination coming up here with Seattle, perhaps. I don't know. But I like parity. I think it's better that you think, like we've seen these last 4 weeks in the NFL, anybody can win. That old cliche, any given Sunday, I love it. I think it rocks. So I'm all for parity. What about you?
Yeah, I definitely agree. And I think it's very exciting when every year you can have cities all over the country thinking their team could win the Super Bowl, and it's very true. And I mean, you've had teams that go from last place to in the Super Bowl. You have teams that get the last spot in the playoffs that have won the Super Bowl. And I remember those Super Bowls in especially the early to mid-90s. It was basically after the one with the Buffalo Bills, the kick that went left, when the Giants won. Ever since that Super Bowl, it was like a string of 8 blowouts in the 90s, and it was awful.
yeah, I agree. It was awful, absolutely. All right, so plain old, we move to food. Plain old American cheese versus fancy cheeses. Fancy cheeses like, I don't know, maybe it's not that fancy, but Monterey Jack, feta, Roquefort. There's a whole bunch of them that you could throw. Gouda, you could throw a whole bunch of them out there. There's like a million gourmet cheeses. There's cheese shops that you can taste any kind of cheese that you can possibly imagine. It's, some of it is just absolutely mouth-watering. Or just good old American cheese. I never thought I'd be a fancy cheese person, but maybe it's the wine effect. I don't know. I'm going to say fancy cheeses.
I agree. I'm definitely a cheese snob, I guess. And I think American cheese is absolutely disgusting.
Wow, I can't believe we agree on that. All right, so here's the other thing. It used to be, it was like a little trip. You would go to Blockbuster or your local video store, and it was an event. You'd go picking through them. You'd flirt with someone in the store, or just say hi to your friends, whatever, and then check out a movie. So there was an event versus streaming. Now you're constantly in your house. You're just streaming video from Netflix or whatever source that you have, and you're binge-watching series and movies and that kind of thing. I used to think I missed the video store event, but now I'm going to say no. I love the convenience of streaming. You're exhausted. You plop on the couch, and you can watch House of Cards until you're, you know, till your heart's content. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I'm definitely a big streaming guy. I'm streaming movies nonstop, and I don't miss going to Blockbuster or Video Update or anything like that. I do know, though, like for my parents, it's becoming a bigger problem, and I'm having to help them out with the technology because they're used to going to the video store, and there aren't any anymore, so they've been doing the Redbox, but now Redboxes are kind of getting phased out, too, so I'm trying to move them along to Netflix and streaming sites and that kind of stuff.
Yeah, you got to update them. You're the son. That's your job. You are the technology evangelist for that family, so you have to live up to that. So we move from that to animation. Simpsons versus the Family Guy.
This is Bart. Honey, your hands are filthy. Go wash up for lunch.
Eat my shorts.
Eat my shorts. I love that. Is that a popular expression, like what the deuce?
Probably more popular. Probably way more popular.
All right, I'm going to say Seth MacFarlane is brilliant. No offense to The Simpsons. It's been around forever. It's old school. I love The Family Guy. They actually melded the two, and that's what you heard just the other day. And I like the lines from The Family Guy. I think it's hilarious writing, totally over-the-top sarcasm. I just love it.
I'd say that both these shows have been around a long time, and both have fallen off considerably. And I don't watch.
What are you, a Bob's Burger guy?
That show is fantastic, actually. It's pretty good. But I think just for originality, The Simpsons being the first one. In the first, like, four seasons of The Simpsons, they had some phenomenal writers, even like Conan O'Brien working on that show, that was really well done, and you had some classic episodes. In Family Guy, the first couple of years it came out, it was something different. It was very edgy, but I think they kind of, they fall into a different realm of not being as smart.
Yeah, yeah. I'm joking you about Bob's Burgers. I like that show. My nephew introduced me to it. And I guess there's always more cutting-edge animation coming your way soon, because that's what it's all about. By the way, my favorite cheese, Munster cheese. I love it. How about you? Cheddar?
No.
Greek feta?
If it's aged cheddar, I don't know. I like a lot of the creamy cheeses, or Manchego, too. That's a really good one.
Oh, that's a good one. The man, somebody's got to make a cheese run. All right, old school versus new school. Thanks, Matt. We'll do it again next week.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We've been talking about the border for a long time here on America Tonight. I've mentioned that I've been out with the Border Patrol three different times, and I shouldn't say I was stunned, but each time I went, there was a new revelation. We are so pleased to welcome to this show Jim Gilchrist. He's the founder and president of the Minuteman Project. And I'll tell you, with everything that's happening, we hear what's going on with ISIS, Ebola, and just the numbers, once again, with what's happening at the border and some of the horrific stories, it's such an interesting, sad time, I think, that we live in, and it's about time something really happened along the border. Jim, thanks for coming on the show.
Kate, thank you for having me on your program.
So you've been involved in this for a long time, the Minuteman Project. And every time there's a disaster at the border, and when you responded, people really love that on America Tonight, people call in and say, you know, look what they're doing. Look what the Minutemen are trying to do. Is this the worst you've seen it, or is it just that there's so many different things that we're dealing with now as far as illegal immigration?
As far as the illegal immigration, it's not the worst. It was the worst back in 2003, 4, 5, and 6, just as the Minuteman Project was launching and bringing national awareness to this issue. Since then, we've managed to get some influence, not direct, but we are getting some influence from congressional members, and immigration now is on every political platform of just about every governor and certainly every presidential candidate and every senatorial candidate. Whereas prior to 2004, no one would even talk about it. So the problem has gotten a little better, but we still have over 2 million illegal aliens penetrating our southern border with Mexico, coming into the United States, setting up shop here and not leaving. And that's compounded every year after year after year. But instead of being 4 to 5 million, like back in 2003 and 4, it's only about 2 million. We still need a dual Israeli-style dual fence along that entire border. We only have it for 12 miles in San Diego. I was just down there today. 12 miles of San Diego is protected very seamlessly. The other 1,988 miles of the border to Brownsville, Texas, is essentially unprotected.
Yeah, what, you know, there was always that big push in Congress for it, but I say it's like the hot potato that it looks good and people start to talk about it. When, yes, we have to protect our borders. Yes, we have to secure the borders. And then it gets shelved whenever there's an election. Do you find the same thing?
Yes. Yeah. This is something that. It's a controversial issue. I have no problem with speaking out about it. I just spoke at a high school, a private high school, Francis Parker High School in San Diego this morning. And the students are very receptive. Some of them disagree. But it was it's something that has been shoved aside for so many decades since President Eisenhower. We have not had a president since Eisenhower who took our immigration policy and law enforcement seriously, nor our Congress. They've all kicked the can down the road, kind of like our national debt. It's $17 trillion now and getting higher because everyone just keeps kicking the can down the road. Eventually, in my opinion, this is going to be a disaster. And I guess maybe we have to experience it before we really understand that the dire consequences of not enforcing your immigration laws.
Yeah, and the dire consequences include disease, because we see now these statistics that are coming out about Ebola, and people along some of the, especially the areas that you mentioned where they're exposed, there's not the dual fence, you're not having as much protection all the way through Brownsville, Texas, that there's concern that that's coming across the border too, and that neighbors and other people could be infected by it, and other diseases as well. And this gets downplayed, but don't you think this is a serious crisis?
Yes, but these are crises that no one in politics, except for Stephen King from Iowa, Jeff Sessions, a senator from Alabama, Lou Barletta from Pennsylvania, they are right out there in the open, Ted Cruz, a senator from Texas, about this issue. And but there seems to be a pretension that there is no problem. We'll wait until it presents itself. For example, we actually are going to wait for another 9/11 before we're going to take the threat of ISIS presence in the United States real serious. There is a serious threat of a terrorist attack, and certainly DHS is doing its best, and local police departments are doing their best. But as long as we're going to have porous borders and open ports of entry, not the seaports or airports, but the ports of entry, land-based, from Canada and from the United, from Mexico, we're going to have an open gateway for anyone who wants to come here. It is so easy to walk across that border. And if you are, if you have any type of training like an ISIS soldier has, walking across that border in 130-degree heat is not going to bother you. You could walk 100 miles in that heat. Any militarily trained person is going to be able to do that. They know how to deal with it. So you can infiltrate the United States so easily. But the worst threat is not the infiltration. I think it's the homegrown terrorists because they're already here. They've already got their plans laid out. I think the next target is going to be the usual. It's going to be a population dense a target like New York City and certainly Washington, D.C., because that's the political hub of the country. It'll be 9/11 all over again. these terrorist groups along the border with Mexico, according to the reports that we're getting now, that there is some record of them down there. They're not going to attack El Paso. They're not going to attack San Diego. They're coming to the mall in Indianapolis, Indiana, or Minnesota, wherever that mall was that had the shooting recently. They're going to want big body count, but actually, they're not even going to pick a mall. They're going to go for New York City high rises. They go for a cruise ship with 5,000 passengers on it, sink it in 2 minutes. If you split it in half with the right explosives, they're going to go for a school with a lot of young kids, like they did in Beslan, Russia, 10 years ago. They're going to go for a synagogue full of Jewish worshipers on a Saturday, killing 5,000, blowing the synagogue down to the ground. Same with maybe a Catholic church or a Christian church of some kind. It's going to be a high-volume death count target. They're not interested in killing one or two people. That's good for the videos when they show somebody being beheaded over in Syria on a video to intimidate the world. But as far as attacking us on our own land, they want big, big body count. With one attack, not multiple attacks. It'd be one attack, and that's they're going to do it. We just nobody knows when or where, but we know it is going to happen. And I'm all for putting that Israelite style dual fence along the entire border from San Diego, California to Brownsville, Texas. It would cost about $4 billion, which is about the amount of the money that Obama demanded from Congress to provide welfare benefit programs for the 63,000 illegal alien children that came over here in the last 9 or 10 months. I've seen the talk to Border Patrol and law enforcement down in San Diego on that dual fence border, and they say, and even Shelby took me on a tour through it, it is virtually impossible to get through that double fencing. If you're lucky enough to get over the first 16-foot high fence, and you're lucky enough to and limber enough to scale that, you're already spotted by the time you've touched that fence or gotten to the top of it. You have to come down, jump 16 feet or lower yourself 16 feet, and then scurry across 60 feet of dirt causeway to get to the next 16-foot high fence that is just as difficult to try to scale. By then, Border Patrol cameras, sensors, and eyesight have already picked you out, and they're already inside that causeway apprehending you. So it's very, very effective. And why we haven't done it across the entire border is something that's it's confusing to all of us, even members in Congress. Why do we have political governors who are so reluctant to protect their own country? Because of political correct paralysis, emphasis on paralysis, prevents you from making a decision, making any kind of judgment, acting. You essentially become a sitting duck, and especially to your political opponent. So you shut up about the problem, hope it'll go away, and hope that you get reelected by remaining uncontroversial.
Yeah.
That's my take.
Hey, it was a great take. I completely agree with you. I've heard about the fence, too, as well, and why there wasn't a push there. And I say, you know, the paralysis you say, I say it's a lack of word, a nation that reacts instead of acts and gets in front of something. Hey, one last one, Jim, because of, as you said, 2003 and 4 and 5 and 6, when the Minutemen Project was being established and you were getting a lot of attention and people were concerned and wanted to join up, do you still get a lot of people calling and saying, hey, what can I do? I want to be part of the project. Do you get a lot of that?
Yeah, and anybody interested, just contact us through my website. Click on my email and send me an email. And we'll connect you with somebody on the border who's already conducting border observation and reporting activities. I don't like to bring up the Ebola scare, but anybody who wants to participate should be aware that there is a remote possibility that there could be an Ebola problem on that border. I'd say a 10% chance, not 90. So it's a low chance, but I would not be surprised if we get some very serious disease passed through that open border as well into the United States. I don't think it'll kill us all, but it could kill a few of us before they get under control.
All right, there you go. A warning. Jim Gilchrist, founder and president of the Minuteman Project, thanks so much for coming on. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Kate. Have a good day.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
September is National Preparedness Month, so make it a September to remember by getting your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. On sale this month, our 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit. You'll get one number 10 can each of high-quality Mountain House Chicken Stew, Vegetable Stew with Beef, Pilot Crackers, plus the highest-quality dehydrated ABC Stew. Butter and Potatoes for a total of 160 one-half cup servings. Retail value $161.41, but not this month. The Freeze Dry Guy offers the 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit for only $123.93. Save over $37. Plenty of protein, veggies, carbs for energy, and tasty, hearty, storable food with a shelf life of over 25 years. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the Lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry! The National Preparedness Month sale ends September 30th from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
We all have our own idea about what being safe and secure means. The door's locked, bills are paid, you've got a job that keeps the lights on, and a home to call your own. But what happens when Mother Nature throws a curveball?
I'm telling you, take cover.
Are you prepared to live without electricity or passable roads for weeks at a time? Do you even have a plan B? If you do, are you willing to bet your life on it?
Children left with no homes.
And no one's coming to help them. Help
the first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to MyPatriotSupply.com. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the Lower 48 states. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today, or visit us at MyPatriotSupply.com. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare.
Coming up, some tax breaks that are TikTok going away unless Congress acts quickly. Will they act in time? We are dangling on the edge of a slippery slope that we just might slide down. Of course, when it comes to the taxpayers, who cares? I got to run for office. I'm too busy kissing babies, running back and home, and spending very little time in Washington. All right, let's go to Grim de la Grim, hanging around for a long time, so he gets the floor here at the tail end of the show. Hello.
Howdy there, Kate.
Thanks for the call. What's up on me?
I'm one up on you. Now, I don't know
I love it.
About Michael's last words, but he stated, so the Dallas Cowboys win this one. Who would have picked that one?
Who would have picked that one? Exactly. Unbelievable. Unbelievable, that win. It was. It was like, you know, it was like a celebration from the very beginning, because in the first half they were already blowing out New Orleans.
Well, maybe you and I should look into a paying job with the networks as to the weekly pick. I mean, between the two of us, we just might beat the ugly, you know, the Vegas odds.
That's right.
The house always wins, yet us playing the good and the bad, we might have a thing going for us, because I'll give you one thing. You picked half of the score.
That's right. Half of the score. That's the problem. The rest of it was dumped on the floor somewhere. I really, even though I expected them to come out and be much better than people gave them credit for, I definitely didn't expect it to be that big of a spread.
I didn't either. I thought it was going to mostly be defense. That's why I picked low.
No.
I figured two field goals in the first quarter or the first half with New Orleans and then one touchdown.
Yeah.
And I just figured Dallas, you know, would beat them. I thought it was going to be a defensive game mostly.
Yeah.
And it kind of turned out that way because Dallas showed up.
Yeah, Dallas showed up like defense from 1994. Don't get too excited and think that you're going to see this every week, but it looked like a different team. They looked like a different team. They did. That offensive line was rolling. That's part of the key. That offensive line had not been rolling, and now it was all together. So, hey, maybe something's turned for the Cowboys.
Yeah, it might have. Hey, I got
it
a for you, if you're interested.
Yeah, is it clean?
Yes.
Okay, good. Let's hear it.
I hope you like Jeff Foxworth. You know,
I do.
You're a redneck, if. Because that's the type of joke I have.
Now, okay, I like it.
This is not a copy of his routine. It's my own. I came up with it in the chat room one evening. And just
okay.
To prove it's not male-sided, whereas mine is trying to be on the gender non-bias, it starts, if you know you're a redneckdress, and that's spelled red, redneckdress.
Okay.
So you know if you're a redneckdress if your home perm consists of a number one galvanized wash tub with an inch of water in it in your backyard with an aluminum lawn chair and one of them there 50-foot orange utility cords with your old toaster plugged into it.
That sounds very Brett Butler-ish, very dangerous to me, Creme de la Creme. That was funny. I'm going to give you kudos for that joke. I just have such a terrible image. Don't forget, nail the score. How about that? So he was right, Dallas Cowboys. And it's a good time to tell you, if you haven't nailed the score, Wednesday into Thursday, on our very last segment in the second hour, we are nailing the score. All you have to do is call in or send me your guess once the game of the week is announced, and that's it. Maybe you'll get lucky and you'll be the person who nails the score and you win the America Tonight prize pack. We've had two winners in the past, and maybe this year will be the year that we have another winner. Very hard to predict, I think, a lot of these scores, however, because we've seen even the games. In picking the games, there doesn't necessarily seem to be any rhyme or reason at this point when you're looking at the matchups. Some of the matchups that I would think would be layups, you know, you start to look at games and you think, oh, well, this is a definite win, and maybe this one's a little too difficult to call, like Green Bay and Chicago. I picked Green Bay in something that I do, but I thought it was going to be kind of hard to decide, who's going to win this game, because it was in Chicago, and I'm glad I picked Green Bay, because Green Bay just absolutely blew out Chicago. Not what I was expecting to happen. All right, so Congress has to extend more than 50 tax breaks, or maybe they don't. But if they don't, it could affect you. Some of them are pretty popular. Otherwise, you know, so if they don't renew them, then that's it. You know, then it won't count. For example, you can deduct in some places state and local tax, right? So in certain states. So a state with no income tax uses a deduction on average of $1,906 to get that break, the local sales tax thing. And it's even more if it's someplace else. The other thing, and a lot of people use that saves them when they have to pay a little something, or even if they don't have to pay something, it gives them money back. Another one that's going to be really tough is some of these college expenses. Because for parents who are struggling, that it can be a really big relief, a really big break on their tax forms as they, you know, as they go down. And this all goes down to things like sales tax and subtracting for certain expenses for college. To what if we had a simple flat tax? What if we had tax reform that made sense? It's always the same thing that we keep talking about. And I don't know that we ever will. I don't know that we ever will, but it would make sense to me. It would make it so much easier. So, of course, then you have to go through the rigmarole of filling out all of the paperwork and figuring it out. You got to keep really good books. You get deductions. School teachers would get deductions. There's the mortgage deduction. There's alternative fuel deductions. That can be pretty big. The energy efficient deductions for certain appliances that you use. And you know, they start to add up when you've got, if you're self-employed or you've got heavy expenses on one end, especially when you think about people paying for health care now that weren't necessarily paying for it before. So tax breaks, literally worth billions, are going to expire unless Congress does something about it. And those are tax breaks that a lot of people count on, because it ends up either putting money in their pocket or at least not subtracting it. It's the middle class. It's really middle class deductions for the most part, although anybody that falls into the category that could use them, it certainly would use them. You know, the thing about taxes is, why is it that people who have a lot of money seem to get the bigger checks back? And it's because they can afford the great tax lawyers and the accountants who can figure out the ways around things, the loopholes that are legal, the deductions that make sense that other people don't know about or really wouldn't do them much good. So that's the big difference. That's the difference between leaping up. That's the difference between coach and first class. It's just like the tax thing. Yeah, you're going to get a bigger check. Sure, you might have paid in more, but you're also going to find ways to defer some of what would be tax. Let's put it that way. Some of the stories that we're following really closely is, let's wait and see what the director of the Secret Service has to say when she is grilled on the Hill on Tuesday. Also, Ebola in Dallas, Texas could be the first Ebola case. Don't know yet. They're being cautious about it. Somebody that traveled to Africa started feeling the symptoms, went to the hospital. Immediately they quarantined them, incubated them, if you will. And do they have Ebola or not? This isn't like the doctor and the worker who came back to the United States to be treated. This is somebody who walked in the hospital and said, boy, I just came back from Africa and I've got these symptoms. And boy, they panicked, because you think, who'd they come in contact with on the plane and the hospital? All of those missing and moving parts. Any thoughts? You can always send them to us, americatonight.net.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com, click the mic, and enter code PLOW.